I will say I have been in tough places before. I've never been in the spot where I had to sleep in my car. And that's what this one girl on TikTok, I found this video, her name is Jade, and she started to talk about this journey that she's going on where she is going to live in her car. But the interesting part for me came in the comments. So I'll read some of those comments for you in a second, but this is what she said in her video.
So I am homeless and I'm living a double life. I have a home and I live in it 3 days a week. My lease ends at the end of June, but right now, 4 days out of the week, I live in my car. It's a good tester run for me because I will be doing it full time. So if any of you have tips, tricks, and it's not like the glamorous like van life, I'm trying to get out of debt. So I'm working two full-time jobs. I will make my money and then get a place eventually, but I have some goals and bills that I really want to pay off first.
That sucks. It really does. And I think it's very relatable. I think there's a lot of us that are like, yeah, if I didn't have to pay rent or mortgage for a while, I could save a lot of money. But that's not really the circumstances that a lot of us are in or able to do something like that or even want to choose to do that. However, the comments, so supportive. And I don't know. So if you've ever lived in your car or you've ever been in a tough situation like this and you have tips for somebody that might be thinking about doing that, the comments came in were very interesting. So a couple people were like, hey, get gym memberships because that's how you can take showers at the gyms. There's a one guy who's a trucker. He said, don't sleep in the driver's seat because then you're programming yourself that it's okay and you fall asleep while driving. So sleep anywhere else in the car. I was like, that's really interesting. AJ lived in his car for a little bit. Now, AJ, you heard about the story I just told of the girl who's going to live in her car for a little bit to try and save money because, hey, life is expensive, right? So there's been people that reached out with different tips and hints talking about get a gym membership for the showers. So, AJ, tell me, you were in that situation.
Yeah, I slept in my truck most of last year. I just run it before I went to go to bed, and I had about 3 or 4 blankets, and I was comfortable.
Do you mind? Can I ask you what the circumstances were that you were sleeping in your truck?
Well, I didn't have a place to come. I kind of came out of prison.
Okay.
And after my parole was over, I didn't really have a foot place to go. I was applying for Social Security, hadn't got it yet. I had limited funds, and I just started living in my truck.
Yeah, we don't have a great system for people that have been in prison, getting out and getting reacclimated to life.
Yeah, most of mine was mental health stuff.
Right.
So it was kind of refreshing in a way. You know, I didn't have to.
The simplicity of it?
Yeah.
There were a lot. I'm sorry you had to live in your car for a while. There were definitely some other tips in case anyone's going through that right now in the comments for this woman's video. One guy said, hey, make sure you buy a mobile battery jumper for your vehicle because the battery will probably die at some point.
Yep, that's a good one.
Someone said, think about parking in hospital parking lots.
You either did Walmart.
Somebody else said, go Walmart was the spot to be and get a P.O. box because life gets hard without a permanent address.
I used to stay at my gym.
Yeah,
and
the gym.
I knew most of the police in Crystal Lake, and they didn't really bother me. Once in a while, they'd come over and check up on me and stuff. But
yeah, and you're doing a little better now.
Oh, I'm doing great. I got a 1977 trailer. I live in the backyard of my friend's house.
Awesome.
I got a part Rottweiler, terrier dog.
Oh, and you got a buddy. Well, AJ, thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate you and opening up like that. You didn't have to tell us all that, but you did. I appreciate that.
All right, bye.